happening for the weekend? Good morning, it's Trina Mara and Michelle Reid is on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hiya, Trina.
Tell us about this play you're doing. What's it called and what's it about?
Well, it's called On a House Like a Fire, and I suppose, strictly speaking, it's not a play because it's all real. It's a memoir piece. So it's a piece about me remembering my mother, Margaret.
Tell me about Margaret.
Well, she passed away in 2014, and after that happened, you know, I took some time to sort of process that, I think as you do. But then around 2018, I started kind of looking back at lots of things to do with my mother, old photographs, some of the things I'd taken from the house, objects. And some of those objects, you know, mean a lot to me. Some of them are valuable, some of them not. You know, I have a polyfiller tub of hers, and that features in the show. And it's very important because it holds a lot of memories for me. So I kind of sat with these photographs and these objects, and I started to write what finally became this show.
That's mad. I can't imagine being able to write a show based on these things. You must be very creative, are you?
Well, I suppose I've worked in theatre all my life, first as an actor. I was also a comedian, and I still work with the Dublin Comedy Improv as well as an improviser. And then gradually I sort of came out of that and evolved into a writer and a playwright, and I became more interested in that. So I also write traditional plays, but I suppose because this is quite a personal piece, I wanted to do it in a different way. But I am used to writing, yes, and performing. I suppose those are the things I do. So I wanted to try and, I mean, if I'd been a novelist, I might have written a novel about my mum. But I suppose being a playwright and a theatre maker, I wanted to make a performance about her.
It's funny how you mentioned the polyfiller tub and that being important. When we were moving house, there was a gate in belonged to the old house, right? That, and my grandmother lived in the old house. And I just always remember as a child, this gate and my nan, they were connected, you know. And when we moved house, we had to hire a van to move this big, heavy wrought iron gate that, by the way, didn't fit in the new house at all, to try and just have it somewhere in the back garden. Because some things are really hard to let go of, aren't they?
Some things are important, and I think they mean so much and they carry so much for you, you know. And obviously you can take photographs of things, but sometimes you want the actual thing. And as I said, this polyfiller tub, it was a thing in my mum's house for so many years that when I was clearing the house, I kind of knew I couldn't let that go. You know, and there were other things you keep and you think, why on earth did I keep that? And oh, where's her first pair of glasses? I can't find them. You know, I wish I had kept those.
Did you find it hard, Michelle, to clear your mum's wardrobe? The clothes.
Yeah, I did, because my mum was quite glamorous and she loved clothes and she loved buying clothes and she had wardrobes full of different things. And I think because my parents never moved house, we were born in the house that we grew up in, and then they never moved.
I can only imagine. Oh my God.
It was a real, real archive, you know. And what was great is they hung on to stuff. They were of that generation where they were very loath to get rid of anything, you know, if it still had durability and value. So I was going back and I was finding some of the clothes, you know, some of the things from different generations, you know, from the 70s, from the 80s, from the 90s. So I mean, I did find it hard, Trina, but I also found it, you know, it sort of brought me on that kind of memory trip as well. But I think when you're in a process after somebody dies, it can be a bit of a whirlwind. So it was a bit later on when I came back to all this, diaries, you know, what I'd written about, that I was really able to sort of think about it and give it a bit of space.
So do you think it's a good idea for people who are going through this to give it time before doing a kind of clear out? Because you might regret getting rid of some things, and some other people around you might put the pressure on to get rid of things that are belonging to you, to a late parent.
I think it's so hard. And myself and a composer, Brian Keegan, so I worked with a collaboration with a composer on the piece, and we were both talking a lot about the show and about our own experiences of, yes, you get rid of things because you're in the moment and because you're under time pressure, or different people want different things, or whatever the reasons, or you feel you need to get rid of stuff, you know, declutter. And I think it is hard in that moment to recognize what you want to keep and what you should let go of. But I think you just have to cherish the things you do manage to hold on to. And I think photographs are often part of that as well. That's what we've then kind of made the show out of. We've tried to make the show including those elements of regret or things you can't remember or things you've lost.
God, the world are so obsessed with having clutter-free homes now. Even, you know, people don't print photos anymore. They're on your phone. By the time we go, there'll be nothing left.
I know. Well, yeah. And I think you talk to younger people and they're starting to notice that. They're starting to notice that they don't have actual things. You know, I think the idea of Kodak cameras coming back and vinyl coming back is a testament to that, that we actually do sometimes, we need things because things are more than just what they are. Often they hold memories for us and they hold connections.
It's because of these blooming open plan kitchens. You can't have a messy kitchen, so you have to get rid of everything.
True.
It's desperate.
Well, Dermot Bannon is to blame.
Dermot Bannon is to blame. I'm going to get onto him straight away and blame him for this. But Michelle, when you were doing the comedy improv, just to wrap up, I have to ask you, did you ever get stuck, someone throwing up something at you to improvise and you hadn't a clue what to say?
No, because I was working with a great team, a great group of comics, and they were amazing. But I have to say, having the script and working with the writing and having things written down, I also love that. That does give you that support of knowing what you're going to say.
Did you ever put your foot in it and say something and then go, oh God, I don't know whether I should have said that?
Oh, all the time. But I think comedy is very forgiving.
Yes, yes, you can get away with it. Absolutely. Well, Michelle Reid, On a House Like a Fire, where can we find the link for that? Because you can watch it till the 25th of May.
Yeah, it's as part of the Bialtina Festival. So it runs for 5 days. And your link, when you get your link, you can watch it at any time in those 5 days. So bialtina.ie, and you can find On a House Like a Fire there. Yeah, and I hope your listeners will watch, tune in, and get back in touch to say whether they like the show. I'd love to get feedback about the show.
Thanks, Michelle.
Lovely to talk to you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Ireland's Classic Hits.